Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Man, we love when you listen to the radio show. We thank you. Whether it's on the radio, the free Odyssey app, or streaming live on YouTube. How you doing, YouTube folks? I love you so much. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Do these recent reports coming out about the Eagles' offense have you worried about the rest of the season? 60% no, 40% yes. It has gone the opposite way, closer to 50.
Yeah, I would say no.
Well, it makes you worried a little bit.
No.
Not about the offense, but about the team itself.
Oh, yeah, the team.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, is that what I'm saying? Yeah. No, yeah, I would agree with you there. And that's why I want to see what Sunday is.
Yes.
How they look Sunday. Listen, I think they can still navigate their way through this thing.
They have over the last couple of years,
and
every time something like that has happened.
It doesn't mean it feels good going through it.
No.
And you know, if we're going to come up short of defending this championship and getting back to the Super Bowl, I'd rather it be that we lose because a team was just better than us that day. This whole self-destruction and pointing a finger and all that type of stuff, that's the stuff that bothers me. Let me just say, let me get on my soapbox for just one quick second, brother Spike.
All right.
Just one quick second.
Yes.
You know, as an unk out here, an old head, you know, I can't play football anymore. I'll never play football again. Never put on shoulder pads, never put on a helmet again. And that, you know, me and my brother and the ones who we played together back then, and we didn't capitalize on that opportunity. Not because we didn't want to, not because we didn't try, but we didn't. That's the bottom line. And I guarantee you, to a man, that thing haunts us regularly that we didn't get that done winning the first Super Bowl in franchise history because it wasn't about talent. We had enough talent. We didn't play our best on those days. And for a team to be in the midst of the run that they're in and not realize how great of an opportunity they have to do something truly special on top of what they've already done and have this long-lasting legacy and be beloved, to have it sort of crumble or fall apart because you can't handle prosperity. I tell you, for those of us who didn't hoist that trophy or have that ring, it's even more disappointing. It's even more disappointing. It just is. You guys got a great opportunity to do something here, man.
Don't screw it up.
Yeah. Get out of your own way. Get out of your own way.
You know, before we get to High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, you saying point the finger, there was an opportunity for a 230 Tupac song that was specific for today.
Ah. What would you have?
It is Point the Finger.
That's a Tupac song?
Yes, from the album You Don't Like.
Your favorite album.
Yes. Can't say the name of the album.
And let's not say it's an album I don't like.
You like the
even
least.
Though it's true, but it's the one I like the least. The least, yes.
All right, let's get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
About?
Yeah. It's a good song. Yeah. I don't know if you know
now
that.
Now I got to go back and listen to
it. Yeah, it's a good one. All right, Jack, go ahead.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
There's a lot going on out there. A lot going on in the baseball world.
Like nothing's going on.
No, not much. You want to talk about qualifying offers?
No.
Well, Schwarber and Ranger officially rejected both of their qualifying offers, which makes them free agents.
Okay.
Had they accepted it, they would have been on a one-year, $22 million deal. Now that they've rejected, the Phillies would get comp picks, but because of their over the luxury tax, they don't come to the fourth round. So it's very disappointing.
All right.
Anyway, Jeff Passan, big article today on ESPN. He laid out that Schwarber, like the starting offers for Schwarber are 5 years and $30 million a year. So
I'm out.
That's the starting offer?
Because the suitors seem like they're pretty, not endless, but there's a lot of suitors. The Red Sox he labels, the Mets, Blue Jays, Cincinnati, Tigers, and then the surprise one, this might make everyone a little nervous out there, the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I don't see that one.
No, I don't see that one happening.
Just remember, when I promised you guys we were giving him 5 years, 2 weeks ago, I said, you know they're giving him 5 years, right? We're not getting out easy. And you guys are like, well, maybe the fifth year will be a buyout.
Maybe be an option. That was some copium, Spike.
It was.
That was some serious copium.
So we're on record here. You're not in favor of doing 5 years, 150?
Nope.
Fritz? I want you on record.
No.
You're nuts.
But they're gonna.
And they should.
Here's the count.
Yes.
Here's the count.
Yes.
It might be similar AAV to like Kyle Tucker. Mm-hmm. Kyle Tucker might be $35 million over like 10 years.
Right.
He's 4 years younger. So like,
and he plays in the field.
And he plays in the field.
Yeah, more importantly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Cody Bellinger.
No, I know. I know.
He's going to be 6 years. He's going to be 5 or 6 years. Bellinger.
Yeah.
He's 29 or 30.
But I don't, like, there's been a lot of little things. Like, the Phillies keep getting linked to other bats. So the one over the weekend was a Japanese report about how they're particularly keen on Munetaka Murakami.
He's the slugger.
How long did you practice that name?
Yeah.
Don't need to.
Yeah.
I got it.
Wow, you can't name names at the assembly he had.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That I got paid one for?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
What is his name again?
Munetaka Murakami.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he's a first base, third base slugger, but really
first base. Just a DH.
Yeah.
He's really, like, you know, and he's coming over here. He's probably going to be a 220 hitter with like 30 home runs.
How old is he?
He's 25, 26. So it's a pretty big risk for a team in a World Series window, but it seems like Schwarber is going to have a lot of suitors, and I just wonder if they start getting cold feet because Passan also did link them to to Kyle Tucker if they do let Schwarber walk or if he walks elsewhere.
Okay.
So it seems like they're keeping their options open. Like it's not viewed as some foregone conclusion that he's going to be back with the Phillies.
Yeah. So here's my thing. Let me go on record. I would be squirmish in doing it, but I'm doing it for Kyle Schwarber.
Sure.
I'd go ahead and do it. It's $30 million a year. That's nothing in today's world of baseball, even for a DH hitter, $30 million a year. Guys out there making twice as much as Kyle Schwarber. Secondly, if you're not going to do it, okay, as long as this isn't a let's keep our wallet in our back pocket and don't spend money, which means you're going to go out and do it and spend it on somewhere else. Okay.
Right.
I mean, okay.
Don't just let him walk and not do anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's where Tucker comes into play. That's where possibly Bellinger comes into play. Passan also said possibly Bichette as well, they view him more as second baseman, third baseman. I think you'd be third baseman here. But basically linked them to all the big names out there. He said that JT Realmuto won't demand more than 2 years, which is good. If we can get him for 2 years.
Demand or he won't command.
So he said Realmuto won't demand more than 2 years, putting the three-time All-Star in play for playoff teams and aspirants alike.
Okay.
So he's not going to get a three-year deal. It doesn't seem like.
Okay.
Which is good for the Phillies because that third year, terrible.
Yeah, you don't need it. Yeah.
I might be pushed to the place where I think they give Kyle Schwarber 6 years.
What are you doing?
I think they might.
To outbid everybody?
This is where I am on it. I'm putting myself in John Middleton's head, and he is so in touch with the fans, and so I'm worried about him being worried about losing Schwarber,
right?
And getting baited into a deal that, because if Jeff Passan is saying the offers start at 5 years,
yeah, that's crazy.
That means there's going to be a lot of teams willing to go the extra mile.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. We got to let John. We love Kyle Schwarber. I love Kyle Schwarber. Yeah. We all do. It's okay. Like, it's 6 years for a DH, $30 million a year. Heading into the year, he was never going to get that.
Yeah.
Of course he went off.
Well, they should have signed him.
Sure. 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 They made a bad bet.
Well, and from his standpoint, he's like, yeah, I'm going to the highest bidder.
Of course he is. Let's go to Cincinnati. Just go to Cincinnati.
Well, there's no way they can do that.
No. I want to see the Pirates offer. I want to see the Pirates offer and see what they're going to come out. And then passing off, no surprise here. Philadelphia has tried to trade Nick Castellanos and his $20 million salary.
Oh, yeah.
So far, no bites.
Yeah.
Teams aren't lining up.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Especially when you communicate to the world that you'll cut him if you need to anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not going to be here. But, you know, the idea that anyone's going to pick up $20 million is insane. So,
well, yeah. Maybe they can get somebody to pay five of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just for the opportunity to pay rather than us being on the hook for all 20. You know, if somebody actually wants him, you know.
I wonder why nobody would want him.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah, I can't figure that one
out.
Yeah,
it seems like...
I thought he was a good player, man.
I like that.
He plays every day.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, he posts.
Yeah.
Doesn't make errors in right field.
No, he doesn't.
He was an all-star at one point.
Come on.
You make the case.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Ranger? Would you say Rangers numbers were?
I don't know.
I thought you had something.
Nah, just that he rejected the qualifying offer.
Okay.
He's... Barring like his market collapsing and he wants to come back on a 1 year or like a deal.
No, I mean, what do you think he's going to get, Ranger?
So it seems to be fluctuating out there. I've seen as high as 6160 and then as low as like 490. So
490 seems like they're bringing you in to be the third guy, second guy.
Third guy. It depends on the team.
Yeah.
Depends on the team. Yeah.
His market's going to be fascinating.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. You know what else is fascinating? Doors and windows. I find them fascinating. I also find it fascinating that you have this opportunity to replace your windows, replace your doors with Guida right now at the buy one, get one half off sale, and you haven't even made the call yet. What are you doing? What are you doing? It's going to be freezing. It's cold now at night, 37 degrees. You know, your heating bill is going to go up because the cold air comes through the windows. Do something about it now. Buy one, get one half off every qualifying window and door. For every window or door you buy, you get one at 50% off. Mix and match as your needs. What's the word I'm looking for? As your needs suit? I don't know. Whatever your needs
suit
are.
Your needs.
Yes, as you see fit.
Bang.
The more doors and windows you replace, the more you're going to save because the more you get, the more you're going to get 50% off. And they'll let you start your project with no money down. And 18 months to pay it off interest-free. Limited time. Restrictions apply. Very simple. All you need to do is call 877-GO-GUIDA. Get yourself a free no-obligation in-home estimate. Or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
215-592-9494. Ken and Cinnaminson, you're on WIP. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Ken, would you give 5 years to Schwarber?
Not a chance. I have it on good authority that the Pittsburgh Pirates offer is 6 years of unlimited Permanente brothers.
Schwarber's taken off a couple of pounds in recent years, but you never know. The twilight of his career, he may want to pack some more on there.
And Cincinnati's airport is actually in Kentucky. Ike would know that. So.
Yes, I would know that, yes. Yes.
So, listen, sometimes I feel like I'm turning on the radio and I'm listening to the best of WIP with these conversations from last year.
Yes.
Because these are the exact same conversations we had last year. Right down to, you know, it's not sustainable. I heard somebody say today, you can't beat good teams this way when they've beaten nothing but good teams all year this way. And I have said this before. They have cracked the code for this team, not for the NFL. It's not a cheat code for the NFL. But for this team with this quarterback, they have cracked the code. And the code is play good red zone defense, play good red zone offense, and never turn the football over, and you're going to win almost every week. So, you know, other than the outside noise, which, you know, I mean, like your father was famous for talking about, you know, when you hear things like sources and reports that I'm not being critical of D Gunn's sources, but what, you know, a source could be somebody that works in a state. I mean, like,
but it's not, you know, it's not. Well, I think you're being, my father said this all the time, but my father was also very famous for saying things from his sources that were within the Eagles that, and he said things, and it was everybody else's sources who weren't legitimate, and his were legitimate. What I would say is this.
Your father had the worm going on.
He did have the worm going on. He did for sure. But what I would say is this. I think when we're doing this, when we want to talk about sources, we should consider our source, not their source, because there's in a lot of important reporting, and you seem like a smart man, a lot of historical important reporting that you can't name the source, right? Because then you don't get the information.
Right.
So what I would do is just flatly say, I do not believe in this particular one that Derek Gunn is getting a report from somebody he doesn't feel like has very good insight within what people are thinking to say it. The question is less to me about that, because I believe him, and I don't believe it would be, you know, some low-level whatchamacallit, unless that low-level whatchamacallit has given him accurate thing after accurate thing after accurate thing in the past. To me, it's less about the information that has been communicated and more about why the information was communicated, and that's the part that I think is whether it is a player, whether it's multiple players, whether it's a coach, whoever it is, that is the part that is concerning to me. Not that people are frustrated with Jalen. I could imagine being frustrated with Jalen if I'm an offensive coach. I don't think that's a crazy thing to say. But I think the fact that they want it out there, which is the only reason to communicate it to Derek, that is the worry.
Well, I mean, that's fair. But then you have to question, you know, why, if somebody wants it out there and they are really concerned about, you know, the best interest of this football team for the next, you know, 10 weeks when you count the postseason, how does that help the team? Like, it just doesn't. So, you know, there's you also have to ask yourself, well, what's the motivation sometimes? Because
yes.
When I ultimately, for me, it's always going to come down to this. Do I feel like Nick Sirianni has the players? Do I feel like these guys play hard and give everything that they've got for Nick Sirianni, regardless of any of the frustration, the distractions, any of that? And my answer to that right now is 100% yes. This team loves playing for Nick Sirianni. They give Nick Sirianni everything they've got every week. And, you know, as long as nothing's going to crack that foundation, you know, the Eagles have, if the Eagles average 23 points, because right now they're averaging 23 points a game on offense.
Yep.
If this team averages 23 points for the next 7 games, they are not going to lose a game, because nobody's going to score 24 points on them unless they score 2 defensive touchdowns.
Well, Buffalo could.
Yeah, I reject that premise as. I'm not saying it's not possible, but we're all making excuses for the offense because it was windy and cold, and no one's sort of acknowledging that the offenses that came in here had to play in the same wind and cold, and that the defense has had as many dominant games as the offense has had. And I agree. I think the odds that the defense is going to be good for the rest of the year, I think, are strong. But we did see several teams march up and down the field on the Eagles prior to the last 2 games, including the Giants and the Vikings and the Cowboys. And I think Sunday for the defense, Sunday's a perfect test, because that team can score points. You know, Dallas Cowboys can score points.
Yeah.
I think Sunday's a better test for the offense, because that defense can't
stop anybody. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, and they won't have weather. And you're right. The other two teams did have play in the elements, and the other two teams scored a combined 16 points between
Yeah,
the
but elements. we scored a combined 26. It's more, right? Yes,
that's
it's more, but you're missing. We scored as many touchdowns as they did.
Right.
We scored more points. I mean, last I checked, when they look at the scoreboard, they don't qualify how
yes,
the points
but,
get up there.
But Ken, like, I agree with you, but our offense was, and I think we got outgained in both games. And I agree with you that, like, top level, I agree. But saying that, you know, that our offense struggled just as much as the other offenses did. And
well, yeah. Well, look, I'm not sitting here telling you we have a top five offense
yes.
in the NFL. That's not the point I'm trying to make.
Sure.
The point I'm trying to make is for this team, for this group of players, and for the way they want to play football, the offense is good enough. We had these conversations last year, and I assured you that when they need to throw the football, they will throw the football.
They also had a dominant running game last year, which they don't have this year. It's a different team. It's just a different team.
It's a different team, but it's the same philosophy and it's the same coach. And you know, I think ultimately the things that are making them successful this year, other than the defense, which is starting to gel and look exactly like last year's defense, mm-hmm. maybe even a little better, is they're dominant in the red zone on both sides of the football, and they just don't turn the football over.
Yes, yeah, that's a good point, Ken. Thank you for the call. This is where this other stuff can come in, because they've been very good in one-score games. Mm-hmm. This other stuff, I mean the nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
They've been very good in one-score games. They have been good in the red zone. They have been on both sides. But, like, their margin for error this year is smaller than their margin for error was last year. And they didn't have a very big margin for error last year, at least during the regular season.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah.
And, like, and we said this earlier, and they didn't lose. So ifs and buts, whatever. But I just wonder how all this stuff ends up resonating if they lose one of these games, because this stuff can be kept at bay mm-hmm. as long as they're winning. But think about the number of people who are going to want to cover their ass if they actually lose one of the games.
I totally agree. It's a tough way to live, which is why the offense needs to continue to work to improve.
Yes.
Like they do. You know what? It'd be interesting to find out. Outside of the last two games that the Eagles played last year, because those were two meaningless games, right? Or was it one meaningless
one
game?
One meaningless game.
The one meaningless game at the end?
Yes.
Yeah, two inferior opponents, but yeah.
But yeah, that's what it was. It was two inferior opponents.
Just the Cowboys and the Giants.
The Cowboys didn't have anybody playing in their game. And I don't even remember what the final scores were in those games.
33-6 against the Cowboys, I think. And did we score? I mean, I think we only scored 20-something against the Giants. But whatever.
So my point in saying that is, I would be interested in seeing what the average margin of victory was for those 15 games that were, like, that did matter. Right? The reason why I'm saying this is I don't recall the Eagles blowing out teams a lot last year.
No, they didn't.
They had to win a lot of close games.
They did. Now, I know it wasn't as low as it is now.
Right.
You know, because, but yeah, I would agree with you. Yeah. It's just
those last two games kind of takes the numbers out of whack as far as the overall numbers.
Yes.
But I wonder what those numbers look like before those final two games where we basically played two dog opponents.
Yes, what the point differential was at this point. At this point, I think, you know, I think it's 34 after 10 games.
Yeah, no, you had it right. 33.
33, yeah. The Bears somehow are 7-3 with a -6. Which is that team.
Well, they're fraudulent.
Yeah.
I mean, they're fine, but they're not like
a real
contender.
Real contender. Yeah.
Yeah.
They win by the skin of the teeth every week.
Jack, I am so curious what the top 5 at 5 is today, because I have not normally have a feel for which way you're going. You never tell us until right now.
No.
Sometimes he doesn't know till right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I always forget.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I got to do that thing?
Yeah. You grab the piece of paper.
Yeah. I got the paper ready today.
All right. What is coming up in the top 5 at 5?
Situations we're monitoring here at WIP.
Of course, okay. Yep.
Yep. Are we in it?
Yeah.
Don't tell us.
Well, Ike's not today.
All right.
We haven't done a top 5 with Ike in a while.
You just did one last 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, once a week we get Ike in there.
Yeah.
No, but no Ike today.
I'm the only one who actually got a whole top 5.
Yeah, you're special.
Wasn't it Ike Screw-Ups or
yes,
something?
Yes, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it was Screw-Ups.
Nah, it's high-level content.
Which everybody seemed to enjoy. They wanted to let me know they enjoyed that.
Yeah, Jack knows I can't handle a whole top five about me.
Nah, the text line's usually about you.
Yeah, yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.